course, we're going to start over in Chicago. Shout out to Chi-Town. And it's not that I want to pick on Chicago today. It's more about the fact that there's a trend that's happening in Chicago. And so if you are a gig worker in Chicago, be very, very careful.
Breaking news now, a delivery driver shot in West Humble Park. As we track an increase in violence that's targeting rideshare and delivery drivers across Chicago.
CBS 2's Tara Molina sat down with the group warning drivers about the spike. She is live in the loop with the latest. Tara, how's that man doing today?
Jim and Marie, thankfully, we're told that delivery driver is doing okay and he's expected to recover. But with more and more of these violent incidents being reported, the group that represents these rideshare drivers tells me people are leaving the job.
This is where a 38-year-old delivery driver was shot Wednesday night in Humboldt Park. Police say he was approached by three men. One shot at him as he got into his car, grazing his back.
I throw my hands up in the air. I'm in disgust, and I'm like, it's another day. It's another driver.
Lenny Sanchez leads the Illinois chapter of the Independent Drivers Guild.
What we believe is going on is that we're being targeted.
Chicago police recently warning about seven armed robberies targeting rideshare drivers, with three rideshare drivers killed in Chicago since November, another critically injured.
We had to create something to bring awareness.
Sanchez says they've started distributing this warning to drivers because of the spike in violence, a lot of it on the city's west side.
Drivers that are deciding to no longer work evenings or certain neighborhoods.
Crime data involving or targeting rideshare and delivery drivers is not readily available, but this organization says it's worse, and they're working with CPD to target the violence. Violence, Sanchez tells me, will ultimately impact more than just rideshare and delivery drivers.
Drivers in the community and in our chats that have just decided to hang up their boots. They're no longer going to go out there and do this job anymore. The fear factor has completely outweighed the reward, so they're no longer going to take the risk.
So couple things that we need to take from this, okay? The first thing that I want you to take from this is that one of the reasons why I'm bringing this to your attention is that when you see a trend similar to when we started to spot the trend when it came even to the migrant crisis or what's happening as far as retail theft, when you spot a trend, you bring awareness to it in order to make sure that you protect your loved ones. Now, some of y'all, a lot of y'all are actually in Chicago, in the Chicago area. Maybe you got relatives. It's a lot of people that like to hustle. I encourage people to be a part of the hustle culture. You know, if you got additional time and you're not doing nothing, you're not spending no time with any family member, go out, go make a couple of extra dollars rather than sitting there playing video games or, you know, being in with a food demon on your back, a snack demon on your back, and you're sitting around the house just snacking and keep going back and forth into the refrigerator. Go do something productive and pay off some debt, right? But if they are targeting gig workers, Uber drivers, Lyft, DoorDash, and you see 9 shots on the ground. Let me pull it up. If you see this on the ground and you are a gig worker, you see all of those? 10 shots at least. 10 shots at least. That's a problem. Which brings me to my second point. How long are you guys going to complain that it's systematic against you and that you don't have access to the same services as those that are in civilized communities have? Meaning, if you have a food desert because nobody wants to open up a grocery store in your neighborhood, it's not that it's anything wrong with the infrastructure or the fact that people don't want to invest in your neighborhood. People are going to go where the money is. If I see an opportunity to make money over there while at the same time providing a service, why wouldn't I open up a grocery store? Why wouldn't I have drive, share, and rider services over in your neighborhood? But when you start to experience food deserts and nobody wants to do pickup or delivery, you can't get no Instacart, you can't get no Grubhub, no DoorDash, no Uber Eats, you can't get a cab. Remember when they used to say cabs was discriminated against black people? It wasn't that they hated black people. It was that there was a trend going on within the black community or what their experience was with them that then gave them more information as to whether or not they should make an informed decision to risk their life just because you think that you're being unfairly stereotyped. Stereotypes come from places. When people say, well, I don't want to serve you, right? I don't want to go over to your table. We're going to argue in the back over who get that section because we got this big old group of black women over here. And historically, what servers have told me is that they hate serving large groups of black women or black women at two or three are gathered of black women together or a family of black people because they're less likely to tip. You can't sit here and say, well, they should serve me anyway. They're going to do what's in their best interest. They're going to protect their pockets. They're going to protect their lives. They're going to protect, make sure that they get home to their family safely. And so y'all keep asking for people to do things that you won't even do for your own community. And you got to get the beam out of your own eye. But more importantly, if you are a gig worker in Chicago, if you are a person that's walking down the street, if you just so happen to be breathing in Chicago and have a pulse, it's a strong possibility and a high probability that you are going to get yourself into something that's not going to be conducive for you. So be very, very careful in Chicago. Let's go over to the next city, ladies and gentlemen, because it's crime happening all across the United States of America.
Investigators here with the West Palm Beach Police Department tell me they use security cameras to identify and track down their suspects in just a matter of hours. The victim's father was in court with those suspects on Wednesday morning, and he says all he wants to know is why they had to kill his son.
Make sure y'all keep the likes up. Make sure you share this with your family and friends. It's going to become a really great show today.
Just trying to make an honest living, take care of my two grandkids, and it really, really hurts.
Tommy Anderson Jr. says his son, Tommy Anderson III, was on just his second day delivering pizzas for Domino's, a second job to make more money to care for his young sons. Tommy was shot and killed near the intersection of Douglas Avenue and 9th Street in West Palm Beach just moments after a delivery.
Nobody couldn't believe it, you know? You take a person's life, you don't have no money or nothing. What Domino's pizza have money? He was just trying to make ends meet.
Police say these are the three people responsible, that they were driving around just looking for someone to rob. They saw.
I want you to look at the suspects. It's a pattern here. No, it's not that we're reporting only the things that happen in the worst of communities. Look, when I look for crime, when I'm trying to understand what's happening across the United States of America, because we went from Chicago over to West Palm Beach and the culprits look the same. They look the same. There's a pattern. There's a stereotype. Don't tell me not to lock my doors when I see imminent danger. That man was on his second day delivering pizza so he can make some extra money to make sure that he was taking care of his family. He was doing the right thing. He was taking care of business. He was doing it legally. He wasn't out here jugging. He wasn't out here trapping. He wasn't bothering nobody. He wasn't trying to do anything illegally. He was taking care of his business. He got a second job in order to deliver pizzas on his second day on the job. These fools is riding around in West Palm Beach looking for somebody to rob, and they wind up killing this man. And delivery drivers don't even be having no money. They don't even be having no money. Y'all gonna hold me accountable for pointing it out, or you gonna hold the culprits accountable for being the ones that's out here committing the crimes and creating havoc and danger? And at the very least, at least we got some parity in here. At least we also getting some diversity, equity, and inclusion as far as the women now participating. It ain't even just guys no more. Women is out here jugging. They out here setting dudes up. They out here robbing. They out here taking lives. It's ugly. It's very, very ugly in these streets, and it's very unprofessional. It's unbecoming of a woman to be out here hanging around with hoodlums, getting yourself into a situation. But don't worry about it. We're going to go ahead and go over to the next thing.
A shooting in East Las Vegas leaves one man dead, and police say it was his girlfriend's son who did it. This happened just after 11 this morning at the Playa Vista apartment complex. That's where we find 8 News Now reporter Madison Kimbrough with more.
A very unfortunate situation happening this morning as a domestic dispute turned deadly here at the Playa Vista Apartments. Now, Metro Police stating that a man in his 50s was in a verbal dispute with his girlfriend in their apartment. The girlfriend's son, who was also at the apartment and lived there, intervened, and the argument then became physical, with the girlfriend's son shooting and killing the man in the end. Now, family confirming to us that their brother, 55-year-old Norzell Ross Jr., was the man shot and killed. His brother-in-law completely devastated.
What? Just so happened to be another couple that looked like us. That looked like us. One dead, one possibly going to jail, and a woman is going to be walking away and living her absolute best life. Boyfriend and girlfriend in their 50s. A 53-year-old man going back and forth with a woman that's his girlfriend. Her son, that ain't his son, he trying to be a stepbaby daddy, pulled out a pistol and took him out. Pulled out a pistol and took him out. Two more men. Gone. That's it. Two more. Arguing in a domestic dispute. One of them trying to talk to a single baby mama. How much more of the culture do we have to actually show you before y'all keep and stop talking about how it is that y'all so great and y'all kings and queens? How long y'all gonna call yourselves kings and queens before addressing the problems and the issues within your own communities? I'm just wondering.
My brother. He was the only one. The only one that was close to me. Out of the in-laws. So I'm missing something here. And I can't get it back.
Metro Police confirming that the shooter, the girlfriend's son, turned himself in, and the son and girlfriend are currently in custody. Now, family members telling me that Norzell Ross Jr. had been with this woman for decades, and during their 10-year run, it had always been a tumultuous relationship, so this is something they were not surprised at, but still extremely shaken up and devastated at these events.
They had been together for decades as boyfriend and girlfriend, sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G, which means that this boy, obviously he had played a father figure role in this boy's life to some capacity, because if they've been together for decades and he's known this boy, this son, her son, and then the son is pulling out a pistol and taking his life, and now he got to go possibly to jail for the rest of his life, depending on whether or not they decide to charge him or not. The culture is absolute trash. It's absolute trash. I cannot stress to y'all enough how important it is to make sure that you only align yourself with people that's going in the direction that you're going in. And you might have outgrown your environment. You might have outgrown your circumstances. Now that you have more information, you may have to move a little bit differently and get a different circle. It's not okay for you to continue to try to keep it real with people that's not going in the direction that you're going in. It's okay for you to grow. It's okay for you to let the culture go. It's okay for you to get another part of the culture that you like and actually adopt that as a part of your regular life. It's okay for you to be better. It's okay for you to let go of toxicity, for you to not argue until you dead. It's okay. It's absolutely okay. So that is what's happening as we continue to populate the jails and the graveyards across the United States of America and not do the thing that's in our own best interest. Welcome. Welcome to 2024.